USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Super Bowl 53 is underway at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
For the land of the free.
Gladys Knight sang the national anthem ahead of the game, and the NFL paid tribute to the civil rights movement. Just before the Super Bowl coin toss, a clip was shown of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King's daughter, Dr. Bernice King, was the person chosen to flip the coin, and she was joined by Congressman John Lewis and Andrew Young. Los Angeles won the coin toss, but deferred, giving the Patriots the ball first. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Pentagon says 3,700 more troops will be deployed to the U.S.-Mexico border. As for the American forces that will remain in Iraq, CBS's Face the Nation asked President Trump why.
We spent a fortune on building this incredible base. We might as well keep it. And one of the reasons I want to keep it is because I want to be looking a little bit at Iran, because Iran is a real problem.
Whoa, and that's news. You're keeping troops in Iraq because you want to be able to strike in Iran?
No, because I want to be able to watch Iran. All I want to do is be able to watch.
Another Democratic candidate is running for president in 2020. USA's Chris Parnes reports.
So I ask you to join me.
On a beach in Waikiki with plenty of Hawaiian flair, U.S. Senate Democrat Tulsi Gabbard urged her supporters.
Join me in putting this spirit of service above self at the forefront, and to stand up against the forces of greed and corruption.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Mud flowing off the wildfire scars of Southern California has closed the Pacific Coast Highway just north of Los Angeles. One of the impacts from a storm that National Weather Service forecaster David Roth says poses other risks.
There's also a decent amount of wind with it, particularly ahead of the cold front. There have been some wind gusts into the 50s and 60s miles an hour. So you've got the wind as a hazard ahead of the line of thunderstorms, and you have the heavy rain with the line.
Several vehicles had to be rescued from floodwaters. A GOP lawmaker hopes the Trump administration is basing its Syrian policy on what's happening on the ground. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, appeared on Fox News Sunday and told Chris Wallace it would be damaging to the progress in that region to pull American troops out of Syria.
Just having American military people present, not even involved in the fighting, but as advisors, goes a great deal toward providing this peace and stability for that part of Syria. And I think it'd just be tragic if we bugged out, left the Kurds, who by and large have done the fighting and have defeated the ISIS caliphate, the territorial caliphate, and ISIS to the mercies, and let's say, you know, I use that term loosely, of Russia and Iran and possibly Turkey, it would just be unconscionable.
Johnson was one of 43 Senate Republicans to back a measure by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Thursday that rebuked the president's Syria policy in a bipartisan vote.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.